You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Screws ain't stripped out yet, but I'm 29 going on 39, and there ain't much time left. And I can hear the dishes and your stress, and I'm sorry that I'm part of your mess. But on the corner of Decatur, I'm calling from the corner of Decatur in New Orleans. Well, I'm calling home. Well, I'm calling home. Some Zydeco band's playing the songs we know. And you were here, you remind me how they go, and they go growing up and down those dirty streets. Such a night that I can't wait to
let's talk about New Orleans.
Sure. Yeah.
So this is kind of like a dark voodoo Cajun mysticism whenever you write about
No. No, maybe a little bit. I don't know. We played I was just kind of being a smart aleck, but I think the reason I wrote that song in New Orleans, well, not entirely. This is an interesting story. We were out on the road. It was early 2019. We were playing in New Orleans. I played House of Blues with the Steelwoods, a rock and roll band. Great show, but it was like raining. And it was a little cold. And my then girlfriend, now wife, I remember at that point of when we were on the road, like she was dealing with the stuff at the house, you know, and like I was just kind of complaining about how musicians do. I was like, well, you know, we drive a lot and blah, 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 blah. And it was kind of like this, hey, buddy, like, suck it up. You're out there doing what you've always wanted to do, you know, like it's going to be okay type of thing. So after the gig, I just like went into the green room and I had my journal out and I just started like writing what I wanted to tell her, you know, just kind of like, it was almost just a journal entry, but it was almost kind of to her, but it was stuff that I would have said. Well, it was late. First of all, I wasn't about to call her and just like complain more about, you know, my day of playing music, you know, when she's dealing with, you know, her work and keeping the house straight and et cetera. And so I wrote this all down on a page, you know, just word vomit, stream of consciousness, bam, there it is in the journal to just live and never let live. And so then I was on the songwriters retreat. I was writing with two good friends. This guy, Randall King, who's blowing up in Nashville right now, like kind of traditional country, dancehall country, kind of 90s throwback, can sing anything. This guy's phenomenal. And then one of my favorite writers, Charlie Shafter, who's kind of that, he's only probably, I don't know, maybe 8 years older than I am, 7, 8 years older than I am. He's definitely kind of got that old guard sentiment of songwriting. You know, he's respected by everybody and he is a songwriter. So when we're drawing names out of the hat for this writer's retreat, us three get paired up, matched up. That type of ride in hindsight could have been pretty stunted. Like we could have got nothing, you know, probably the odds that we got something were pretty low because you have three artists with big personalities that do three things that are pretty different, you know,
just randomly drawn out of a hat.
Yeah, there's like 11 or 12 of us on the retreat and we were doing, you know, groups of three that day and one group of four or whatever, however it landed. So we kind of figured out like, okay, what are we writing for? Which is important in those scenarios. Like you have to figure out, okay, who's putting out a record, who's about to go in the studio, who's working on something, who are we writing for? And so I was in the studio and we figured out that we were going to write for me. And so I have a journal full of ideas and I'm reading through and I'm like this. And so we'd get something and Randall would start singing it and he can make anything sound good because he sings so well. And I'm like, that's it. That's cool. You know? And then Charlie's like, yeah, I'm not really into that. And then I read off something and like, Charlie's like, let's write that. That could be cool. And then Randall's like, yeah, I don't know. You know, it was just trying to find the thing and get us all on the same page. And then I was just like flipping through. I was like, oh wait, I have this weird like journal entry. It honestly sounds like
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Echo babble, because it's like there's no punctuation. It's all stream of consciousness. It's just sometimes it's just you have to just write, get it out before it goes away type of thing. So there's no punctuation. Some of the lines rhyme, some of them don't. It sounds like psycho babble, but I'm reading through it. And I'm like, this is just kind of how I felt after the show in New Orleans. It's almost kind of a letter to my wife. And both of them were like, wait, that's pretty cool. And then Randall started singing this thing. It's like, on the corner of Decatur in New Orleans, I'm calling. He picked up this melody and started singing it. And all of a sudden, the song started kind of like falling together. And then Charlie and Randall just basically started taking like my page and then just like, okay, this line is the verse, this line, pre-chorus, verse. And it was kind of all there. And it was like, what the hell just happened? You know, like this, what happened? And what was really cool, I love that song, but what was really cool about it was getting other artists as excited about the song as I was, because it was a song that we all could have recorded. All three of those would have been completely different and of the same song, and everybody was excited about it. That doesn't happen a lot, you know, so it's kind of a cool moment when it does.
Oh, maybe they'll record their versions and we'll get them all out there.
Let's go. That'd be awesome. But to address your original question, so that's how the song started, right? I think you'll dig this. There are some of those like kind of like little nods at the mysticism of New Orleans, like the lyrics, "Such a night and I can't wait to leave," that's a nod to Dr. John. Such a night, right?
Well, you're definitely talking about the French Quarter with some Zydeco band.
Yeah, some Zydeco band was playing songs, you know. And then there's a little like accordion walk down. We didn't want to make it like too on the nose. Like, here's a song about New Orleans. Cue the accordions, boys. Anybody got some spoons? You know, like we didn't want to make it that. But we did want to have a couple of those like little nods, like thematically, I think.
Because it's not a song about New Orleans. It's about missing your home.
Yeah.
Being on the road in New Orleans and missing your home and missing your loved ones.
Yeah, missing your gal.
So did you play this for your gal and how'd she react?
Yeah, she loves it. Yeah. If she doesn't, she's a good liar.
I had this false notion that an artist writes a love song and then plays it for his partner and that somehow they would like break down in tears and like throw their arms around them and hug them. And I found that that doesn't really happen with songwriters. It's just kind of like, oh, you wrote a song. Oh, it's about me.
Yeah,
oh,
it doesn't
great.
Happen you know? All the time.
Because they're like, oh, you write songs every day. That's what you do. Oh, you wrote this one about me? Yeah. Oh, so what?
Well, the cool thing is my father-in-law is a really great songwriter, which has helped me tremendously in my day-to-day because my wife is used to the lifestyle. You know, she has, I think, a deep understanding of the life and career of an artist, probably more than the next person does, you know, because this is a completely different podcast altogether. But how many musicians do we know that hang it up early because their loved ones either don't get it or it's either one or the other, or how many marriages are ruined or how many, you know what I mean? Like how it happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Rodeo and musicians are challenging life. I don't know where you're going to get hurt more, on the stage or on a horse, buck and bronco, but you can get hurt in both jobs. You can get hurt real bad, you know?
Yeah. I've made that joke before that I'm just a glutton for punishment, whether it be physical or emotional. You know, that's why I'm in the careers that I've chosen.
If there's any song that you've ever written, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want, and you could have any voice record that song, what voice, living voice, would you pick to record your song, and which song of yours that you've written out of your whole repertoire would you pick?
That is a great question. That is a great question. I'm going to try my best to answer it. There are voices that I love, but I've always cared more about the lyric. You know, I've always cared more about the content of the song. But having said that, one of my favorite all-time voices is Willis Allen Ramsey. For those of you who know who Willis Allen Ramsey is, you know, he put out one record, and I think in 73, could be wrong. I've heard tell that he's finally coming out with the long-awaited second album. But, you know, if you've ever heard the song Muskrat Love, that was Willis Allen Ramsey, Satin Sheets, Geraldine and the Honeybee, like just dang near every song on that record has been cut by somebody else. You know, it's just, it is a top to bottom great record, but his voice is so good. It's phenomenal. So maybe Willis Allen Ramsey singing Freewheeling Feeling could be cool, because I think he would just knock it out of the park. I think he would do it slower and really lean into the finger picking, because that's another one that when I'm not playing full band, it's more of a finger picker.
That would be cool. There we go. That's one of the best answers to that question that I have had on the show. Well, Ross Cooper, I have to thank you. Is there anything you want to plug or promote?
Well, the new record came out a couple Fridays ago. So I always say, as long as you're listening to it, I don't care how you get it. I think the standard thing would say would be go buy the record. But as long as people dig in, as long as you're listening to it, come see a show, you know, when it opens up, stay healthy out there. And honestly, this has been one of the most fun times I've had on a podcast in such a long time. So thank you so much for having me, man. I've enjoyed it. The conversation's great. The questions have been phenomenal. So,
well, thank you. We try to do our best to make it a different, deeper experience. This is not a radio interview where you walk in and they don't know your work, man. We don't take people that we don't like on the show.
I appreciate that very much.
We like you, Ross Cooper. We like your work, and we hope you do it for a long time. I got to thank DJ Wyatt Schmidt, our sound engineer in the sound booth. You're the best, and you can listen to him on a bunch of streaming media. He's doing a lot of live performances on the various platforms that are out there, so please do listen to him. And MC Owen, our social media director, thank you to my newest fan, Al Timpson. Thanks for following us on Spotify, Al. We love all our fans. Please spread the news that we want more subscribers on Spotify and Apple. So tell your friends about how great this show was, and please share it on your social medias. And please follow us on social media. We're posting several things every day on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Backstory Song. Thank you very much.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.